Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. And thank you for those of you out there who sat through a rerun, had a little vacay, but back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review, and whatever sports talk network you're listening to, this is the 1.5 hour, well, I should say hour. How long is the show? This is the 1 hour all week where we talk about video games, and it's not just football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. It is video games. It originating on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the network that started it all, sliced bread, the internet with Al Gore, and out of downtown San Francisco here. But we're also on SB Nation, and therefore, through the websites, SB Nation Live, we're streaming. We're streaming through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. If you have any emails, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that's the email address you'll use to win the game that I give away at 40 after. Coming up in about a half hour. Also, for the cheat code request, at the end of the show, we have a little segment where I give away a cheat code to an older game. I like looking them up. And remember, some people out there, Pong is still the last video game system that they have. Might be a little sad, but that's true. Also, other ways of catching the program, apropos applications include TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. You can get us that way as well. On your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, 35 million homes, girl. And on the Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211 in progress. Great to have you with us, sports fans. And we'll get back to the sports talk here coming up in about 49 minutes. And then most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. That's right, on the carriers, hangar deck, flight deck, down on the brig. Hopefully you're not there. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you very much. So we'll talk video games, give away a brand new game, and to tell you the new releases. We're going to get into it, every type of video game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Be sure to create a streamlined set of processes for your staff, something easy to follow and mold without needing over-communication. Assigning regular activities to your staff members will set clear expectations on a weekly and monthly basis, freeing up some strategy and creativity time for you as the business leader. Growing startups often struggle with management, and refining this process will help you scale faster and further. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Got a guest coming up in the next segment. It'd be so fascinating. But lines are open right now at 1-800-878-PLAY. As I said, I was off, and I actually got an email from, because what we do at the end of the show is, or at 40 after, I should say, I do a little trivia. It's trivia. It's just basically a very simple question in order to win a game. And I got an email from one of members of our proud United States military there in Okinawa, where my uncle was once an Army officer, and from Patrick Johnson. And he had a guess at the game, and then he said, "I think I'm listening to a pre-recorded program!" 2 exclamation points, and you were. So my apologies. Patrick, that happens now and again in broadcasting, that you're going to get what we call a rerun. But we are back with you live, so I appreciate the time and that you're spending with us. What's new this week? I noticed that it seems like whenever I turn on Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and I sometimes feel like I'm the last one playing it because everybody has moved on to Black Ops. And which is not as good a game, with worse graphics, I have to say. I still don't have a PS5, do you? Does anybody have a PS5 that didn't get in? I mean, we're talking about November of last year, so, I mean, we're 8 months in. And obviously, because of the pandemic and the shortage of microprocessors and such things, I was speaking to comedian Sam Morril this week. He and comedian Mark Norman are trying to make their own whiskey, and he said there is a glass shortage to make bottles. So I understand the reason. If Sony just lagged and didn't make enough, then you could really rip them one. But it's hard to rip a company like Sony when they want to make money well, they're making money, but they could be making a lot more money, but they've got shortages on their hands. And I understand that, but I digress. The new season is out yet again, and I got to say, I'm still playing, and I like it, but it's kind of old because they're running out of weird cinematics. Now it's a guy in a red mask, like executing people. And if you think about it, if you were in combat, why would you wear a mask that would significantly prohibit your field of view, your vision, like these masks would? And yeah, it looks scary, but it's not armor. You're not a ninja. If it was Kevlar or it somehow was going to protect you, I would get it. But it's not. It's just a plastic mask that, like I said, would make it even harder on you because it would block out a lot of your vision. So, listen, COD has always been a little cartoony. We know that. It's a little more arcadey, whatever you want to say. But, just to sit through these downloads. And it's funny is that usually when I get the message saying, if you want to play online, you're going to have to update network features, which just means you have another new season or a new patch or whatever it is, new DLC. So what I would do is, and I don't know if you've done this, but like whenever I have a huge download, and I don't know why it takes so long sometimes, but I'll like go to, it'll say, 5 hours left, 6 hours left, and there might be three things in a queue. And so I'll go to bed and I'll come back and I'll say, PlayStation 5 or PlayStation 4 shut down due to, power saving, features. And I finally dug through and I felt like I had turned that off before, but I finally got to the place where it's like, I don't want you to turn off automatically. I want you to stay on till the end of time or until the Western grid here in California explodes. So it's funny. I went to bed. I left it on and I found a way to turn that off. So it just stayed on and I came back and everything had got done, downloading a half hour before I turned on the machine. So everything took like 6.5 hours. It was the update and it was this other game on the PSN Plus, PlayStation Plus network. It was a free game. And that's the times that, you just want to play a game, you turn it on, and it's like, oh, here's all this stuff. And I understand it's the gift that keeps giving, and I understand this is absolutely a first-world problem. Oh, I want to play it. It's making me wait. I understand. It seems a little whiny, but it's always going like that. All right. Also, this weekend, the way has been paved for EA Sports now to release a new edition of NCAA football. We've gotten more details about a release date. A copy of EA Sports' proposal to FBS schools, it was shared by Matt Brown of Extra Points. It shows that EA is seeking a four-game license starting in 2023. 4-year license, I should say. It'll begin on July 1st, 2023 and end on June 30th, 2027. The proposal features some redactions, but there are implied raises in the overall royalties to the schools, as well as higher guaranteed revenue level from prior agreements. But one aspect might be interesting to the fans, and it could lead to potentially to deal breaking, and that's tiering. What? Your eyes are tearing? No, T-I-E-R-I, tearing. Under the proposal, different tiers of schools will get different rates of royalties, which is hardly new. But there were some people and some schools that expressed some disappointment. Well, here's the thing. I played Division II college football in the 80s, and there's no way that my school, St. Mary's, which has since dropped football, there's no way that a school like that should get the same amount that an SEC school would get or a Power 5 school, right? I would think. But the last release of an NCAA football game was NCAA 14, which came out on July 9th, 2013. So you're looking at NCAA football 24 that's going to come out in 2023. And you think about everything that we've gone through just in the last week with the Supreme Court, and not just name, image, likeness, NIL, but everything is each state has gone through about, you know, what does an athlete get? What do you owe them? Will there be recruiting? Are you going to sign a 17-year-old out of high school to a signing bonus? You know, how is it going to work? I think a lot of that is in the details, too, because remember, even before all this, the Ed O'Bannon case, which was actually heard up here in Oakland, that was because he was playing an NCAA basketball game and there was an all-time UCLA team, and there's him and his brother, and he's like, well, I never told anybody they could use me. Well, how come I'm not seeing any money here? So what's funny is you might think, well, what's the big deal? EA has Madden. Do they really need college football? It sounds like a headache. Well, you only go through something like this if you're going to make money, right? So people say, you know, how could Pepsi give Beyonce $50 million? Because they realize by signing her, they're going to make more than $50 million, right? So they understand the market for college football. They understand the revenue it produces, and they want to get back in. And it's good news for the colleges. And it's certainly good news for the fans out there that want to play this game. So at any rate, we're about 2 years away from this actually taking place. So it's a little bit bizarre. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Got a little interview, and then lines will be open again. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free.
So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. You know, for years I've been trying to, as they say, get the back of video games. And people like to point the finger at video games and blame them for society's ills when I think that there are a lot of great things that video games bring. And we have a brand new way of looking at how video games can help, and that is through LifePak. And what that is, to combat the ongoing global malnutrition crisis, the Eleanor Crook Foundation, which is a U.S. Philanthropy dedicated to fighting global malnutrition through advocacy and research, they have launched LifePak, an initiative aimed at uniting the video game industry to end severe malnutrition by raising money through in-game purchases. Every 25 cents raised through LifePak will provide one life-saving, ready-to-use therapeutic food, that's RUTF, packet to a child in need. Three packets a day for 6 to 8 weeks can bring a child back from the brink of death. Joining us to discuss that is the managing director for the ECF, Kimberly Cernak, and also the co-founder of Hive, Aaron Thornton. Kimberly, let's start with you, because I think this is a fantastic idea to tie these two things together. How did it all get off the ground?
Absolutely, and it's great to be with you today. Thanks so much for having us. Like you said, the Eleanor Crook Foundation is a Texas-based family philanthropy, and we're exclusively focused on the fight against global malnutrition. And we have been working for years to raise attention and awareness for the issue of global malnutrition, which today affects millions of people around the world, and children under the age of 5 are particularly vulnerable to its devastating consequences. And so we do advocacy to U.S. policymakers and policymakers around the world to educate them and engage them on the issue. But we're also constantly looking for creative ways to bring more voices to the fight against global malnutrition. So a couple years ago now, we were in one of those brainstorming sessions with Aaron from Hive, who's also on the line, to think through creative ways to bring more energy to this issue, to bring more attention and prominence to the issue. And through those conversations over coffee and over the phone, we decided that it was worth trying to pursue a consumer-facing campaign to address child malnutrition. And working together over the past couple of years, we developed and recently launched LifePak, which is a campaign with the video game industry.
So, Aaron, we have you on. Aaron Thornton with the co-founder of Hive, which is a social impact organization. Aaron, tell us a little bit more about what you guys do there.
Sure. Hive is a unique breed. We have all of our co-founders and our staff, we've all worked on social impact from a variety of perspectives over the years. Some of us have come from the advocacy world. I helped start the One Campaign and then Every Mother Counts from advocacy. Some of my partners were on the ground floor getting started, Project Red. And then we also have amongst us a lot of corporate experience as well. So working from the nonprofit sector, from the for-profit sector, there are so many different actors who want to find ways to do good. But we always need to innovate and find better ways and better ways to engage people and to bring the public on board and make it easy and dare I say, fun to do good around the world. So that's what we do. We help organizations, individuals, try to really expand their network and try to reach more people and help bring them in to support the issues that they're working on.
Now, LifePak's first gaming partner is with Tilting Point in the game SpongeBob Krusty Cook-Off, and until July 9th, any in-game gem packs, the proceeds will go directly to this. Is that right, Kimberly?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, our first partner are the wonderful folks from Tilting Point, and they have launched LifePak within SpongeBob Krusty Cook-Off. And that's a free-to-play mobile game. And if you log in to play SpongeBob Krusty Cook-Off today, you have the chance to purchase specifically branded LifePak gems in-game that generate donations. And proceeds from those purchases go directly towards the treatment of the most life-threatening form of malnutrition in East Africa.
East Africa, yes, that's true. And Aaron, as you mentioned, worldwide, we have a hunger problem right here in the lower end Contig 48 too, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many different challenges that we are facing. We're focused on severe malnutrition around the world, and so the children who are most at risk, and obviously this is something Kim knows so much about, where they really food is no longer an option for these kids. And so the RUTF packs are a really ingenious solution. It's a cross between medicine and food that's special for these children who are, there's a disproportionate number of them facing such severe rates in Eastern Africa.
And Kimberly, I would imagine as a lot of companies are trying to, especially in these days, show their philanthropic side, once you get one developer on board, the word starts to spread and someone's like, hey, those microtransactions, we'd also like to be a part of this. Have you seen that?
Yeah, absolutely. LifePak is meant to be a brand that can work across the video game industry and so can be embedded into any platform and any genre, any game. We were so grateful to the folks at Tilting Point to be our first partner to work with us to really bring this to life in SpongeBob Krusty Cook-Off. But we're also really excited about other partners who we've been in conversation with about how they can also take LifePak and embed it into their games in the coming months and have also seen great traction and interest since the official launch of LifePak, with additional companies and games coming to us to explore what partnership could look like. So this is definitely something that we're hoping can live on beyond the next month or so, and that we can continue to cultivate additional partners and really bring in the power of the video game industry to help solve this problem.
And Aaron, can you talk a little bit in basically the last year and a half with the pandemic that this malnutrition crisis got even worse, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we were first envisioning this, you know, we really took the epidemic into account. You know, as Kim was saying, nobody knows this, but severe malnutrition is actually the number one killer of children around the world. And up to 50% of child deaths are because of malnutrition. With COVID, UNICEF's bracing for a 20% increase of that number. You know, this is how kids are dying, you know, as a result of the epidemic around the world of the pandemic. So, you know, we stepped back and we really wanted to work with ECF on something that could the public could engage in, and specifically younger people. You know, younger people really want to take action and they want to engage on issues that they can do something about. As bad as these numbers are, the other kind of bright side about severe malnutrition is there are treatments. You know, you talked about these RUTF packets. There's something that we can do. Kids don't need to lose their lives for this. And that's really empowering. So, just like you said, it's a really neat opportunity to take the video gaming industry, which, by the way, has been booming throughout COVID and continues to just grow at rates that I think boggle everybody's mind, and really allow people to do good while they're doing something they already love, which is playing games. It's very tangible, and we hope it'll be very inspiring. We're really not asking people to do something totally different outside their daily world. This is what they already do, what they already love to do, but why not put some meaning behind it and some good behind it, too?
No, it's great. And last question for you, Kimberly. That's the thing, too. A lot of us feel helpless and like, well, what can we do outside of maybe, you know, sending a check and we don't even know where the money goes? I mean, this is a really tangible thing saying, yes, you can help and you can play a fun video game while you're helping.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're so excited about, is that it gives folks a real opportunity to engage. Like Aaron said, our ETF is an amazing product. It's a relatively simple medicinal food, which is made of peanuts and powdered milk and multivitamins. It costs about 25 cents a package, and with three packs a day over the course of a few weeks, a child can be brought from the brink of death back to life. And it's really incredibly powerful, but right now just needs more resources to make sure that it's getting to the kids who need it most. So these micro purchases in-game, some people might question, do they really go far in terms of helping to save kids' lives? And the answer is that they do. That for every 25 cents raised, another package of RUTF will get to the kids who need it most. And so we really do encourage folks to play the game, play SpongeBob Krusty Cook-Off. We've also launched lifepack.org. There is a game, a simple game at the top of that website that anybody can play for free. And right now, any play of that game also catalyzes a donation of RUTF. We had 10,000 people log on and play over the course of our first 24 hours, which was amazing, but we're keeping that momentum going. So we've already donated 10,000 days worth of RUTF, but it's really just the start. So anyone can log in to lifepack.org, learn more information about this initiative, but also play that game and help to save a life.
The game is SpongeBob Krusty Cook-Off. Follow me on social media, too, at Lifepack Saves. You heard the website, lifepack.org. We've been speaking with Kimberly Cernak, the managing director over there at the Eleanor Crook Foundation, and the Hive co-founder, Aaron Thornton. You two, congratulations. You're quite literally saving lives, and I applaud you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much
for having us.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Lines are available. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's time to give away a game. It's 40 after. By the way, talking about video games literally saving lives there, saw an article by Emmy Harrison on Wired today talking about, it's called Gaming with My Husband Made Our Marriage Stronger. Look at that. People always talk about football widows or video game widows. You know, like, it's just time away from me. She said getting a Nintendo Switch, while not saving her marriage, made her marriage stronger. See? People always want to say video games are bad. Not always. All right. The game I'm giving away today is going to be a big hit. It's called Mario Golf Super Rush. Speaking of the Nintendo Switch, there it is. And the way you can win it is be the second correct answer to the question at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E, rick@sportsbyline.com. My question is, who's Mario's brother? It's not a trick question. Who's Mario's brother? Let me know, and you'll win Mario Golf Super Rush. And the summary, and by the way, this is published by Nintendo, obviously, developed by Camelot Software Planning. Nice little second-party developer. The summary, tee off in Mario Golf Super Rush and enjoy golfing with familiar Mushroom Kingdom characters through a variety of lush, scenic courses. And this game's just out this week and an exclusive on the Nintendo Switch. Once again, who's Mario's brother? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. All right. Email bag, rick@sportsbyline.com. there's an email here from Michael. Michael writes in from Bowling Green. Pretty cool. The town and the college. That's in Ohio. Says, Rick, what was the dumbest TV show video game ever? I say it's Grey's Anatomy. My friend says it's Desperate Housewives. Now, I had heard of Grey's Anatomy, the video game. That was actually a Ubisoft game, and I don't know, maybe I even gave it away back in the day. I used to give away a lot of Ubisoft games, and this show's been on more than 15 years, so it's a possibility. I just remember the different surgery modes you could have. In that game, there was a diphtheria outbreak, which was something that I think we've had a vaccine for since World War I. But anyway, the thing about Grey's Anatomy is that you had to incorporate the romantic elements as well, because when you're in an emergency room, I guess you're constantly falling in love. I had to look up the Desperate Housewives game. And that was in 2006, and I know that they had a phone game for it a couple years ago. There was a free one, and I would imagine you're talking about the 2006 one. But listen, there have been some games for TV shows. Some of them I was looking forward to. There was a Sopranos game. Remember that? Like 06 was The Sopranos Road to Respect. And the plot was sort of, I think it was after the fifth or sixth season. And there was a new protagonist named Joey LaRocca. And he was an illegitimate son of Salvatore Bonpensiero. And it was interesting how they tried to, you know, bring in the family elements into that as well. But TV show, I mean, there have been some, like Bill Nye had one, Bill Nye the Science Guy. He had his own TV show for a while, Stop the Rock, I think it was called. Obviously, Jackass the Game. We did give that game away on the show because I still have the hoodie. That was a PS2 game in 2007. Tells you how long I've been on the air with this show. And that was, you know, obviously over the top stunts, and you served as the director. What's the guy's name? Jeff Tremaine, I think. And once the scenes were arranged in your preferred order, then you would create an all new season of Jackass. And Johnny Knoxville was in it. The late Ryan Dunn was in it as well. But yeah, I think I still have that hoodie in my office. There was a, what was that cop show? The Shield, Michael Chiklis. Remember when Michael Chiklis played John Belushi in that biopic? Dan Aykroyd tried so hard not to get that movie made. And once it was, he said to Michael Chiklis, "You'll never work in Hollywood again. You'll be blackballed." He went on to a lot of things. He did The Commish. He did The Shield. That was a over-the-shoulder game that never really worked. It's funny you bring it up because somebody mentioned to me a few months ago if I ever played Dark Angel, and I never heard of it. And then they asked me, did I watch Dark Angel? And I go, I have no idea what you're talking about. Steve Martin, Mongo, Dogface, Banana Patch. What's that? He goes, you never saw Dark Angel? It's James Cameron with Jessica Alba. I'm like, well, I like James Cameron. I like Jessica Alba. I got to say, I don't really remember that. But she was in the game. I looked it up. And this was 2002. I remember we talked about Prison Break. That was called The Conspiracy. And I got to say, for its time, this is like 10 years ago or more, I have no idea. Is it Wentworth Miller? Was that his name? It looked exactly like him in the game. I got to say, it wasn't bad. But there was an arcade game when I was a kid called The Fonz. And you played as Henry Winkler. And it was the joystick was with motorcycle handles. And it was a Sega game. This was really old. And the game said the hottest name, the hottest game, or something like that. It's funny now when you look at Henry Winkler now and his correct character on Arrested Development or the movie Night Shift, he's just such a milquetoast, harmless guy. And from what I can tell, you know, not the world's most handsome guy, yet he was like the hot, tough guy right around the bicentennial. But that was a game. I remember it was in Japan, it was just called Road Race, but they thought, hey, and it wasn't a bad idea in 1976 or whatever it was to call it the Fonz and to get his name on it. But for me, to answer your question, the dumbest TV game ever was there was a Gordon Ramsay game. And Gordon Ramsay, of course, is the, you know, the Scottish guy, failed footballer, Hell's Kitchen. And there was it was just a time management cooking game. And there'd be like four burners and there'd be a clock ticking down. And that was a Ubisoft game as well, although they didn't develop it. I forgot who developed it. But it was the same company that made The Price is Right. I remember it's like from the company that brought you The Price is Right. But that game was just, you know, it was sort of like you would see your burner and they would have like, you want to put lettuce in this pot? I thought, lettuce? Do you want to put this pasta in the pot? And you're like, okay. And then Gordon Ramsay would just yell at you. I'm sure there are tons that I'm forgetting right now, but those are the ones I have to say. But Yeah, you're right. But between your friends, between Grey's Anatomy and Desperate Housewives, I've never seen Desperate Housewives. I know what it is, but I have to say that Desperate Housewives would be imminently more stupid, right? Rick, you're being too harsh, man. All right, I'm being too harsh. I'm sorry. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. On a more serious note, there was a report on MSN today about cyber trafficking targeting the video game industry during COVID-19, and they had some data on it, according to Akami's State of the Internet Security report. And that was, in 2020, video games were struck by more than 240 million web application attacks, which was an increase from 2019 of 340%. And Steve Reagan of Akami, a security researcher and the author of this report, said, criminals are relentless. You think? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. At the end of 2021, the global gaming market is supposed to hit $175 billion. So we know how much money is involved. And so you got a lot of these phishing kits, phishing with a PH. It's fraudulent messages. They masquerade from trusted entities like banks and stuff. And then you steal email addresses, passwords, login details, geolocations, and they go out to the criminal market. And then there's credential stuffing attacks, which automate login requests using stolen passwords from past breaches. They take place at the rate of millions a day. And there were some two-day spikes, seeing more than 100 million. So just to let you know that if you weren't looking at it, it's definitely out there, as kids would say. All right. Let's take a look at the new releases coming out this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Curved Space. It's a shoot 'em up for PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, and Xbox One. Wonder Boy Asha. That is a PC action platform. Zombies Ate My Neighbors. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. That's an action comp. Destroy All Humans. How about that? That's going to be on Wednesday. That finally makes it to the Switch. Also on Wednesday, Sky Children of the Light, an adventure game, very concept-oriented. Disgaea 6 Defiance Switch RPG. We also have Fast and Furious Highway Heist. That's going to be a tabletop game also as well. I guess there's 9 of those now. I haven't seen one yet. Rick, you elitist. No, it's not my jam. Speaking of jam, Space Jam, A New Legacy is out this week. Xbox, Xbox One. That's an exclusive. The Fermi Paradox, F-E-R-M-I. That's an adventure sci-fi strategy on the PC. Ease 9, Monstrum Nox, N-O-X. That's a Switch RPG. And then finally, Chūhō Jūtai 2, Paraded. Once again, Chūhō Jūtai 2 Paraded, a PC shoot 'em up. If you know what that is, then good for you. Pick it up. It was made for you. All right, I'm Rick Siddle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back with the cheat code, y'all.
A Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, thank you for that. And Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Just a couple minutes left, and we'll get back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on all your networks. but it is time for the old school. Why is it old school? Why can't it just be old? Why does it have to be school? But the old school cheat code, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Kim, and Kim says, I know to get 50 extra lives in Donkey Kong Country, you write the word barrel, and it's not working for me. Please help. Thank you for that, Kim. Yeah, this goes back to Super Nintendo, so we're going back to the 90s here. I love it. It's good. But I think what you're doing wrong here, and it's really not your fault if you're saying barrel because that's how you spell it. You spell it barrel. You spell it barrel with 2 A's. What you do on the game select screen, highlight erase game. You just highlight the words erase game and input B-A-R-R-A-L. Once again, Barral, Barral. And then you can select and go away and get your 50 free lives. How about that? Something lost in the translation, perhaps. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next week right here. Until then, let's talk some sports.